saving methods and electronic money management. A financial counselor can help clients think about what they are saving for and when they will need the money before they choose any savings method. Help them consider how access to the funds, potential interest returns, tax implications, and insurance protections are factors, and help them match the savings method to their specific goals and comfort level with risk. Even saving a little bit each month is better than not saving anything. Counsel the client about savings methods and electronic money management. Encourage them to set aside surplus money as soon as they receive it, allowing it to accumulate over time. This proactive approach helps avoid month-to-month shortfalls that can lead to debt accumulation and make it harder to achieve financial goals. The spending plan slash budget equation can open the discussion of what to do with the surplus. Understanding this formula helps to identify if there is an opportunity for savings or if they need to decrease expenses or increase income. There are two general buckets the client's surplus monies may go into: savings and investments. Savings are those funds needed for emergencies, immediate needs, and short-term, less than one-year goals. Investments are assets purchased for long-term, 5 or more years, goals and include investment, such as stocks and bonds, accounts, retirement accounts, and real estate. Here, we focus specifically on helping the client understand the savings bucket. Establishing and revisiting savings methods, including setting up automatic savings transfers, are beneficial for consistent savings success. Help the client think about scheduling these transfers to coincide with their paydays, perhaps treating them like a monthly bill, while encouraging them to periodically review and adjust their overall savings approach. Encourage the client to tailor their savings goals by considering key life factors: their current age, retirement timeline, short-term needs within 1 year, such as holiday expenses, and medium-term goals, 1 to 5 years, like saving for a vehicle or home down payment. Financial experts commonly recommend a savings ratio of approximately 10 to 20% of income, but emphasize that this target should be adjusted based on individual circumstances and priorities. Once clients understand the different savings vehicle options, they can explore specific strategies to make saving automatic, consistent, and aligned with their goals. Saving strategies, especially when an individual first starts working, are helpful to establish, since set-it-and-forget-it plans allow savings to accumulate without having to decide to save each month. A few common strategies are payroll deductions, save more tomorrow, and pay yourself first. Payroll deduction. The employer automatically takes money from the employee's paycheck and contributes to retirement or other savings account. Save more tomorrow. Increasing the percentage saved according to annual income increases. For example, in year one, a person saves 2% of their paycheck. If they receive a raise of 2.5%, they dedicate 1% of the raise toward savings to increase the total savings to 3%. Pay yourself first. Setting aside a portion of income for savings or investments before spending on bills and other expenses. Literally, pay yourself before paying anything else. This strategy prioritizes financial health by ensuring consistent savings, helping one prepare for emergencies and future goals. While establishing savings habits is beneficial for long-term financial health, managing day-to-day banking transactions is equally important for avoiding unnecessary fees. Understanding overdraft protection can have an immediate positive impact on the client's overall financial health. Overdrafts occur when one spends more money than they have in their account. This can happen due to poor timing between deposits and withdrawals, forgotten automatic payments, or miscalculating the available balance. Multiple transactions can trigger multiple fees in a single day, and some banks charge additional daily fees until the account returns to a positive balance. A small purchase can quickly turn into a significant expense. There are two main approaches to overdraft protections to educate clients about. Opt-in protection. A banking service that requires the customer's explicit permission, allowing the bank to approve debit card transactions and ATM withdrawals even when there are insufficient funds, typically for a fee. Opt-out protection. The customer's explicit decision to decline overdraft coverage, which means debit card transactions and ATM withdrawals will be declined at the point of sale when there are insufficient funds, preventing overdraft fees. To illustrate how overdraft protection works in practice, consider this example. A client has $100 in their checking account on Thursday evening. They have opted into overdraft protection. On Friday morning, these transactions occur in this order: 7 o'clock a.m. Automatic monthly gym membership charge of $45 posts. 9 o'clock a.m. Client buys a $5 coffee with their debit card. 11 o'clock a.m. Client's $80 car insurance payment automatically withdraws. 2 o'clock p.m. client buys lunch for $12 with their debit card. Here is how it plays out. Gym charge, $100, $45 equals $55 balance. Coffee, $55, $5 equals $50 balance. Insurance, $50, $80 equals $30, triggers a $5 overdraft fee. Lunch, $35, $12 equals $47, triggers a second $5 overdraft fee. Final balance is $52. What started as four typical transactions resulted in the client owing $52 due to the cascading effect of transaction timing and overdraft fees. If the client had not opted into overdraft coverage, their lunch purchase would have been declined at the point of sale, saving them overdraft fees. It is important to help clients understand these different options and the explicit choices they need to make when opening accounts. Saving strategies. Building a strong savings strategy means thinking about different types of savings for different needs. While emergency funds form the foundation of financial security, as discussed earlier, medium-term goals require their own approach. For medium-term, 1 to 5 years, goals like buying a car, planning a bar/bat mitzvah, a 40th birthday party, or saving for a down payment on a house, one strategy is to set up separate savings accounts for each goal. This way, clients may be less tempted to dip into the emergency fund, and they can track their progress toward each specific objective. Many banks let customers nickname these accounts to help them stay motivated. Educate your client about revolving savings and sinking funds as approaches that work well for recurring but irregular expenses. These are defined as revolving savings, a flexible saving method where money is regularly set aside and used for ongoing or recurring expenses, often replenished over time for future needs. Sinking fund, a savings strategy where a client sets a regular amount of money aside to cover a specific future expense or purchase to enable affording that purchase. The key difference is that sinking funds are typically depleted and rebuilt from zero for specific anticipated expenses, while revolving savings maintain a target balance that is replenished after each withdrawal. These funds are perfect for predictable but intermittent costs that appear throughout the year, such as car insurance, holiday gifts, or annual vacations. The strategy is straightforward. Figure out the total cost, divide by 12, and save that amount monthly in the designated account. When the expense comes due, the money is ready to go and one can start building it back up for the next time. Exhibit 2-18 gives an example of a revolving savings fund. In this example, the clients want to take a summer vacation in July but are concerned about having $1,200 available in their monthly budget. They also know that November and December often include extra social events, dinners, parties, and gifts requiring funds beyond their monthly budget. Their total estimated annual cost for these seasonal expenses is $1,880, but they are concerned the November and December needs may exceed the predicted amounts. They agree to save $250/month. By implementing a revolving savings approach, they can deposit $250 incrementally from January through June to build savings for their July vacation. Then they resume $250 deposits from August through October to prepare for the anticipated November and December events. The table below illustrates this 12-month revolving savings fund strategy, showing how the clients can break down yearly expenses into manageable monthly savings goals. Use this example to help clients list their predictable annual costs and create a savings plan that takes the stress out of these regular but irregular expenses. Exhibit 2-18. Revolving Savings Fund. Adapted from Garmin and Fox, clients may choose to keep these different savings options separate to avoid confusion and temptation. Some clients may choose to use different banks for emergency funds versus medium-term savings or set up automatic transfers to keep everything organized. The key is to help them create purposeful savings methods that align with their specific goals and circumstances and empower them through a clear and purposeful savings plan. Electronic money management. Electronic banking has transformed how we manage money and offers tools that sharply contrast with traditional paper-driven banking. Some clients may not be comfortable with or trust digital alternatives to the paper checks and mailed bank statements they are used to. While writing checks requires manually tracking expenses in a register and waiting for transactions to clear, electronic banking provides instant access to information and automated features for managing money. A financial counselor should educate the client about online banking services that may be available at no cost or for a fee, depending on their financial institution. Two online services worth discussing are electronic funds transfers and electronic bill pay. These digital tools allow clients to monitor accounts, move money between accounts, and handle bill payments directly through their banking platform. Electronic funds transfers, the digital movement of money between bank accounts through electronic systems. Most online banking services involve electronic funds transfers, EFTs. An EFT allows someone to move money from one bank account to another, either within the same financial institution or across multiple institutions electronically, rather than by check or cash. Electronic bill pay. Electronic bill payment is another popular feature of online banking. This service allows an individual to log into one account and view all their scheduled bill payments in one place. Most banks offer the service for free, but some charge a monthly fee. Electronic bill pay may warrant further explanation for some clients, so the counselor may want to clarify the automatic payment and manual payment options of online bill pay. Exhibit 2-19 describes each. Ask the client how they would feel having their bills set to automatic or if they think they would prefer manual online payments. Exhibit 2-19, Electronic Bill Pay Options. A client may need support choosing the right mix of electronic and traditional methods based on their comfort level with technology and personal money management style. Consider discussing some potential advantages of electronic tools, such as 24/7/365 account access, immediate transaction tracking, automated bill payments, instant fund transfers, mobile check deposit, real-time balance alerts. Traditional bank products. Banks offer a range of financial products, from everyday accounts to specialized services. A financial counselor's role is to educate clients about effectively managing these banking options while helping them minimize unnecessary fees. Encourage clients to seek low or no-fee accounts and teach them how to monitor and avoid extra charges. While federal law requires clear disclosure of all fees and most can be avoided through careful selection and spending awareness, ensure clients understand these common fee triggers. Account minimums. Some banks require minimum deposits to open accounts and minimum balances to avoid monthly fees. Keeping balances above these thresholds helps clients avoid maintenance fees. ATM transactions. While ATMs offer convenient cash access, they may incur fees, especially when used outside the bank's network. Discussing strategic ATM usage can help clients minimize these costs. Overdrafts. Banks charge fees when approving transactions despite insufficient funds. These standard fees apply to each instance and can accumulate quickly, creating significant financial burden. Regular account monitoring helps prevent overdrafts. Overdraft protection. Federal regulations prohibit charging fees on ATM withdrawals and one-time debit card transactions that create overdrafts unless the customer has explicitly opted into an overdraft protection program. Check transactions follow different rules. Automated funds transfer agreement. Linking savings and checking accounts allows automatic transfers when balances are low. While banks may charge transfer fees, these are typically cheaper than overdraft fees. Many banks also offer free low balance alerts via email or text. Fees appear on monthly statements under terms like maintenance fees, service charges, or ATM fees. Online banking tools often show fees in real time. Exhibit 2-20 lists some common bank fees and some of the ways to avoid or waive them. Exhibit 2-20, Common Bank Fees. Keep these important notes in mind. Fees and minimums vary significantly between banks. Always check specific institutions. Online banks typically offer lower fees and higher interest rates than traditional banks. Some fees may be negotiable, especially for long-term customers. Student and senior accounts often have special fee waiver programs. Products offered by non-banks. When considering financial products from tech companies or non-banks, it is important to help clients understand what protections they do and do not have. Many consumers use different financial technology, fintech platforms, without realizing that these operate under different regulatory frameworks than traditional banking institutions. While these digital platforms offer convenient features and interfaces that may seem superior to traditional banking apps, the underlying protections depend on the type of financial institution providing the service, not just the digital interface. The financial counselor can help clients understand the differences by thinking about it as leaving their valuables with different people. When they put their money in a bank, it is like leaving it with a security guard in a vault. They are trained and licensed, and the government, FDIC or NCUA, promises to pay them back if anything happens to the guard or the vault. The risks of less regulated tech companies became evident in Synapse Financial Technologies' catastrophic collapse of 2024 when thousands of consumers found their funds inaccessible after the banking-as-a-service provider abruptly froze accounts. Many customers did not realize that Synapse was not a bank, but rather a middleware service connecting fintech apps to actual banks. When the company faced regulatory issues, consumers discovered the limitations of putting money in platforms that operate in regulatory gray areas. This is an example of why it is important to understand the distinction between traditional banks and tech-based financial services. For further guidance on navigating fintech options, financial counselors can direct clients to resources like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's Consumer Education Materials. A link is available in the related additional resources.